Landry, I want to talk to you about the return to New York, but before we get to the actual game, the return to New York on a personal level was a bigger deal today, and congratulations, I understand, newly engaged.
Yeah, it's been a big day, trying not to let that, get in my mind during this game. Still want to come out here and play well, but it's been a fun day, very exciting for, you know, personal life.
So if you're saying you're excited, then I assume she said yes.
She said yes, she was going nuts. It was great.
So did it go down as you planned? I don't know if you want to get into personal details. I don't want to, have you air out all your personal details on the radio. But, I'm sure you probably had something planned out. Did it go without a hitch, basically?
It went perfectly because she had no idea. And the shock was with her for, until I left the hotel to come here. So it went really well.
All right. So ladies in Toronto, start looking elsewhere now because there's another one off the market. How do you kind of, approach this game then? Because there's a lot of things I'm sure going on in your mind. I mean, you got it now, the big personal thing, but this has got to be a big deal for you to be back here in a different uniform.
It is. I'd be lying to say if it didn't mean, much more to me with this game. But, great to be back. The place looks great, newly remodeled. So, catching up with some people that I knew last year that I, truly miss. And it's just been a great experience so far. Looking forward to the game and seeing all the fans.
As much as you've, I'm sure, enjoyed your time in Toronto, has it been what you anticipated or expected just based on, unfortunately, kind of fighting through all of the various injuries and the issues that you've had up and down? It's been kind of, I would assume, a pretty rough year.
I mean, in terms of that, it's definitely been different. But, I learned a lot from that experience, from current experiences I'm going through. And it's only going to make me better. But as far as the city of Toronto goes, it's everything I expected and more. So, once we get all that personal stuff with the injuries and anything else that might affect me out of the way, I'll be fine.
From a personal standpoint and like just standard of living, that type of thing, and just having stuff to do and kind of having that big market feel, I would assume it's going to be quite different going from New York to almost anywhere else. But do you kind of get that feeling like you didn't necessarily skip a beat with a lot of things going to a big city like Toronto, or has it been a major change?
Definitely hasn't been a major change. It's been great. I mean, coming from a city like New York where you kind of – you get the whole world thrown at you in terms of media and the fan base. Going to a city like Toronto is sort of similar, but nothing I didn't expect.
On the floor, where are you at right now in terms of where your game is, where you want it to be?
Really, I'm just going out there to play hard. Being a spark off the bench right now is kind of my role. And just, when I go in there, I just try and play free and, leave it all on the court. That's really all I can do.
And I guess part of the reason I asked too is the mechanics of the shot and having to rework and relearn it basically from scratch. Where is that at? Where you want it to be, or is there still work to be done?
There's still work to be done. It's a very frustrating process at times because I'm impatient with it, and it doesn't help that each game comes and I want it to be ready for the next game and the next game. But it's something that I'm going through. But it's making me better as a person and as a player. But just got to continue to work, and it'll get there. I'm very confident in that.
You mentioned that spark role off the bench. You comfortable with the role of playing the three or the four? Because it seems like getting more time at the four than anything else right now, especially with the way that this lineup is now with Rudy and kind of going with more of an athletic four.
Yeah, that's definitely been an adjustment, especially the start. But right now, really, finding my way through it and being successful with it. So when I do come in and I'm at that spot, I create a lot of mismatches for the typical four. And if I exploit that, I should be fine.
Is that kind of the way the league's going right now with a lot of teams? I mean, you think really how many truly traditional big men, fours and fives, there are in the game, period, let alone on a night-to-night basis. I mean, a lot of teams are doing this.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're absolutely right. You got even Rudy Gay can play the four. Andre Bargnani, who steps out, he's like a stretch four. And then you got the Knicks, who plays Melo at the four. So it's definitely an ever-expanding spot. And, it would be great to see what the future holds for that spot.